This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free to give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, one of the things we've been talking a lot about is thinking about what to do for fall lawn renovations. It's coming a time where it's just getting ready. We should be thinking about that now. Now, one of the things that I wanted to really get out there, and I've talked a lot about it since I joined the program here, is soil testing. And soil testing is something that you should be looking at getting done in your yard if you want to put in a new lawn. You know, if you're looking to put a new lawn in, you need to know what you're up against. You need to know what's going on in the soil. Is there something else there that when you just put the seed down is going to prohibit you from being successful? Now, with everything that you do when it comes to life or work, you're trying to find anything that's going to get in the way of you being successful. You're going to find all the issues and take care of it before you get done. So why not do the same thing when it comes to your lawn? So that's why the soil test is so important. Excuse me. I like I like taking care of it and knowing what I'm up against, so I can say, all right, it's going to take me some time. These are the products I can use. This is what's going to help me the most. Now, with that soil test, you're going to find out multiple things. You're going to find out what your pH is. pH is very important, but is it the most important? Maybe, but there are other things to find out. Finding out what nutrients are there, what's weak, what's strong, etc. A lot of times in the New England area, our pH is a very acidic soil. It's a soil where it's going to be in the 5.8 range or lower, which means that lawns aren't going to grow the best. They like more of a neutral or a little bit more alkaline type soil. Now, we're looking at a pH level to be most successful at 6.5 to 6.8. Can we fix that? Easily, if it's a 5.8. There are tons of different products out there to be using. So take a look at that. But the soil sample is very important when it comes to this. So I can't reiterate that enough. Soil samples for what you're looking for everything is what I highly recommend. You've probably heard me talk about magnesium. There's magnesium issues in all soils in New England that I have seen, the majority of them. Some are high, some are low, but it just has to do with the clay, filled soils, etc. So we can discuss that more, in between phone calls here. So listen for us. But we're going to go right back to the phone lines. George, who's up next?
That would be Paul, and he's got a problem with an invasive vine.
Okay. Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning to you, young fellow, and welcome
morning
to the universe.
Thanks.
I don't get to listen too often. I assume your dad is retired?
Unfortunately, unexpectedly, my father passed away last year.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I appreciate it. He, you know, he was, I don't think he was ever going to retire, because he always loved being busy. This was, you know, so I took over for him. I had helped him out many years, been in the industry since I was little, about 6 years old. So
I remember people filling in for him when he was on the cruise or whatever he's doing and things. Yeah. I thought he just decided to play in the dirt a little more or something.
Well, I guess we could put it that way, but he's I've taken over for him. So how can we help you today?
I've noticed this year, and it's been going on for years. I've lived in Maine quite a while. There's a vine that has taken over in places I've never seen it before. I assume it is spread by birds and the seed deal that they create. What do you know about this vine? It's a long, greenish, pointed leaf vine, almost like little spikes on it close to the stem of the leaf.
Does it, is it just taking over on top of every, shrubs and trees, or is it?
I got some growing on flowers. I've got it on azalea bush and growing up trees, and it's a regular vine. Tarzan would be pleased to be here today to see it.
I catch you. And now it's, what shape is the leaf?
It's almost triangle shape, and it comes to kind of a point. And there's a little nubbin at the end of the leaf stem where it attaches to the vine.
Yep.
That gets to be kind of pointy and sharp.
Yeah. I know what
you're pulling on it so much.
Yep. And it sounds like it could be actually what's called mile a minute.
I tell you, maybe a good name.
Yeah, it seems to grow very quickly.
Yeah.
So it sounds like it could be considered mile a minute. Mile a minute is considered an invasive species in Massachusetts. It's one of those ones where it can take over an entire area. It's not the easiest to kill. It takes multiple applications to do it. One of the products to use, you're looking at, it has a triclifer, which is the active ingredient in it, to kill it. You can also, the other thing, which is maybe a little bit too heavy, especially when it's over plants, would be, glyphosate. That would be your cleanup, your Roundup, that type of thing. It's not one that you can use like a granular form to kill it. It's not it. That's not the, you know, an easy one. It's not one that you can kind of prevent with granules. There's a product out there from Bonide called Poison Ivy and Brush Killer.
Okay.
It says BK32 on it. That's going to help kill some of those. It's got a bunch of different types of salts in it that will kill it. That's a good one to use. Or you can use, like I said, there's a triclifer product out there. This is one of those ones where I would go synthetic versus organic because it is so powerful.
Yeah.
It's not one of those ones that is easily killed with, like, heavy salt use, et cetera.
Either one of these that you mentioned considered a broadleaf weed killer?
They'd both be considered broadleaf weed killers.
Okay.
But you're looking for something a little bit stronger than your run-of-the-mill, broadleaf weed killer. You want, like, a heavier dose of it. You're looking at a concentrate that you would be mixing together to kill with it. Again, I think that your best one for that would be on the areas that there are no plants that it's over. that you just, you know, that you can kill the area. You'd be using the cleanup from Bonide. But those areas that the plants are on there, maybe that brush killer would be the way to go, because it's more for the vines and heavy things like that.
Yeah.
So that's what I'd take a look at. But it's if it's mile a minute, which is it kind of what I, you know, what it, you're describing is, it says because it's a triangular shaped leaf. It's got little, I wouldn't call them thorns, but something on the end of them to grab onto it, different things. So, you know, that would be one to be using some of the heavier spots, heavier chemicals, unfortunately, like a triclifer, the glossophate. Those are the two. So you're looking at cleanup, and I believe like a Weed Be Gone would be a good one to be using. I'm trying to think of the name off the top of my head here, what the other one is. But I think it actually it sounds funny to say, but I believe I'm looking at the label of the product right now. That doesn't have it. It's a I'm trying to think. I'm sorry. It's off the top of my head. It's on the tip of my tongue. On the other side of the break, I'll have a chance to look up the triclifer and see which product I'm talking about.
Okay, and does it do any good to cut the thing off? Or does it come back? I'll list on the other side.
Cutting it back is almost like you're feeding it and allowing it to go a little crazy. So we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. We're going to be right back.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission.
Say, cut it hide off, throw a hole down it,
Durazone weed and grass killer in this store.
I'm running the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
I do.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long.
Wow.
Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step.
Oh, no.
Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer.
Yep.
Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Oh, wow.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
You know, nuking it right at the
your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer. You spend countless hours watering your garden. Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paycheck.
Well, there's a thing,
so it was
too,
a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You
could
just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount.
I was so jazzed. Chemicals.
I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss.
go out there every couple
ticks
of
hiding
days
in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme
disease.
Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get all the junk out of your way.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. Yes. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best.
I remember
call
800-831-0771
to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Another plan that they didn't want to kill.
Maybe not tomorrow.
He was saying, go out and grab all of the
leaves
and wipe
that
stuff on the leaves.
You'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, during the break, give me some time to think about this Mile-A-Minute and the product I was talking about. So I gave you the active ingredient called Triclifer.
Yes.
But there's some products out there. There's Weed Be Gone from Scotts that has that active ingredient. And also during the break, I was talking with George, who's producing the show today, and he had done many shows with my dad, and he reminded me that with using a product like that, when you have some plants that you're looking at, you can actually almost take like a sponge and get that sponge with some of that, you know, that chemical and pat the leaf on top of it, so you're not getting it on top of it by spraying.
Right.
Okay. So which led me into thinking to the next level of what else there is to use, and I realized that Bonide has a product called Stump Out Stump and Vine Killer, which the active ingredient is Triclifer. Okay. What it actually does is it comes with a paintbrush in the little bottle.
Okay.
The cap, when you pull it out, is a paintbrush.
Okay.
Those are the ones you could use. You said it's on your azalea. It's on some of the other plants on there. You could be doing it on there.
Yeah,
okay.
A lot of places it shouldn't be. It just somebody dropped the seed there and off it's gone.
Yeah, so what's it... The part of it, the real way to get rid of it is almost find where it starts. And I know that's hard to say, but that vine can grow forever from its main leader. But you can actually look in an area and kind of see where it isn't any longer and where it kind of started. And you want to look for that area and kill from there all the way to where it is. You can pull some of it up, but cutting it back too will help some of this. But what I'd like to see you do is, you know, spray it, kill it with something like that, but cutting it back afterwards, getting rid of it, and not putting it in a compost pile, putting it in like the trash, something to get rid of that's going to go, you know, nowhere near your area. The product, the Mile-A-Minute itself just reproduces so quickly. And if you don't do anything now, it's going to get worse later, because at the end of August, beginning of September, it starts to create like a berry. When that berry pops, that's next year's crop. That's where it's going to get even stronger. The birds will pick it and move it around and get it everywhere. So that's why you want to do it now. The temperatures are right when it comes to spraying any product. You want it to, you know, not be 85 or higher. It's about, I think it's only going to get about 85 today in the next couple days. So take a look at doing it now. Because once it gets to those seed pods, next year is going to be even worse. The year after that, even worse. So it's something you need to do soon. But you could just use the spray triclifer. Like I said, Scott's has a product for the wheat, the chickweed, clover, and oxalis killer that actually is active ingredient is triclifer. They also, I believe their poison ivy killer from Scott's is the same active ingredient. That might be a bigger bottle if you wanted to use for concentrate.
Okay. We can check in on it. See what we can do.
Okay.
Another hidden benefit from import, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, look at your milfoil and all that stuff in the lake here. You
yep.
can't get a submarine through some of them anymore.
Not at all.
We are stupid people in this country.
At times we definitely are, but if we think of things to take care of things and doing some things in better ways, you know, that's what's going to help us by taking care of some of these. You know, and some of the organic ways, you know, they, like I was saying, cutting it back and just cutting it back and cutting it back will work sometimes as long as you find the source of it, making sure that when it comes back it just gets butchered each time. Sometimes the plant will give up. It doesn't get that chance to photosynthesize. So just, you know, that's another way to do it. But, yeah, it's some of these plants have just become invasive and take over.
Yep.
So it's unfortunate, but, you know, it's the world we live in right now, so we got to take care of it while we can.
Fight it when we can, yes. I had a big battle about 40 years ago with Wild Morning Glory and a garden in another location. That took 3 years for me to clear that up.
Yeah, it takes a while. All right, Paul, thank you for giving us a call. Enjoy the rest of your day. And we're gonna go to a break here again, and we're going to go into our log segment after that. You'll give us a call at 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just hours after a mass shooting at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas, leaves 20 people dead and 26 people wounded, a man opens fire in Dayton, Ohio, killing 9 people before police kill him. A Dayton police spokesman says,
"We're doing everything we can to investigate it and try to identify the motivation behind this."
The shooting's happening there in the streets near Ned Pepper's Bar in Dayton's Oregon District at about 1 o'clock local time. In the El Paso Walmart shootings, police have a 21-year-old white male suspect from Allen, Texas, in custody. They say, besides murder, he could face hate crime charges. Moscow police cracking down hard again on an unsanctioned election protest for the second straight weekend, detaining over 800 people. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, resources.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to go right back into the phone line. So, George, who's up next?
That would be Mike. He's got a concern about blight on his tomatoes.
All right, Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, I'm having a pretty bad problem with blight on my tomatoes, cucumbers, and peppers, and I was wondering what I could do about it.
All right, and with the blight, is you seeing issues with the fruit, or are you seeing issues with all the leaves, et cetera, or both?
It's just the leaves. I'm getting tomatoes, I'm getting some cucumbers, but it's the leaves. I probably lost close to half of the leaves on my tomato plant from the bottom up.
So that's actually not completely a bad thing for a tomato plant. The reason why I say that, I'm not saying the blight's good. I'm talking about the leaves not being there is actually good. I like to, on a normal year, even before any blight were to be popping up on tomato plants, is thin the leaves out from the lower part. Allow air moisture to go through. What it does is sometimes when water or rain goes through the plant with so many leaves, it sits there a little bit longer before it'll go to the soil, creating yellow leaves, burn spots, and opening it up for pathogens like blights, etc. So I like to thin the leaves out from below early in the season, okay? So, and you can do that the same thing with your cucumbers as well on some of the lower leaves to allow it to thin out a little bit. And you also said, was it on your peppers as well?
Yeah, the pepper leaves on the bottom, they could just kind of like dry up and fall off.
So it's kind of all the same thing for air movement. How are you watering? Do you use a sprinkler system? Do you use hose, or how do you do that?
So I only water from below, and everything is very well mulched. I have like plant collars that I just water into from the bottom. I don't water from the top.
Perfect. So, so then the thing that you're worrying about is the natural rain that we get, and some of the rain that we've been getting in New England has been, it's not just like an overnight, like, light rain. It's been like an inch of rain or a half an inch of rain at a time. It's been like a heavy dose of it. And so that's what's causing some of this, you know, the pathogens, et cetera, to be in there. Now, what I would do, other than taking the leaves off from the lower areas, I would take a product called copper fungicide and spray the plants with it. Copper fungicide's organic, okay? What I want you to do, because I don't have the bottle in front of me, is when you purchase it, look on the back of it. It will actually tell you days prior to harvest. Even though it's organic, they like to make sure that it's you know, either cleaned off or et cetera from it, so it's not just sitting on the plant. A lot of times it's 1 or 2 days, especially with the organics. But that's just something I like to let people know, especially with something that they're eating.
Do I have to worry about copper buildup in the soil?
Not on these, because of the plant, you know, we're towards the end of the season. There's only a, you know, month and a half to 2 months left. I think you're going to be fine with it, because getting rid of some of those leaves and then using the copper fungicide as more of like a preventative at this point is going to help it. Being organic, it's a 10 to 14 day interval type thing, but you're not going to need to use it all season for the rest of the season. You might do 2 or 3 applications maximum, and it's a foliar spray. It's not one that you're going to be putting in the soil, so it's just to help the leaves that are there. So that's what I would look at doing. When was the last time you fertilized the vegetables there?
Probably about 3 weeks ago, and I've also been using fertilizer because it says on the bottle that it tries to, or at least has something to do with keeping the fungus from growing.
Yeah, so the fertilizer is, it's not a fertilizer, obviously, and you know that, but it works with the fertilizer. So I'd look at adding another fertilizer, like a liquid fertilizer, to put into that, like a 10-10-10 liquid or just something along those lines to add to it, because the fertilizer works together with it. Sometimes when the when you're seeing fungus or you're seeing things like this, you can use it a little more often, maybe twice a month versus once a month, and it will actually work even stronger with the fertilizer. What it will also do is it takes any of the locked up ingredients in the soil and will allow those to become unlocked and work towards the soil. But I think what the problem that you're having with the leaves is more from the rains that we've been having here and there, and then the heat. Because the rains that we've been having have been so heavy. It's not like a, you know, a light rain here and there. It's just heavy duty half inch to an inch storms, It's just sitting on the leaves. Then we get the heat, and that, you know, heats it up, burns the leaves, also creates fungus in there, etc. So that's why I think it's happening. That's why I want you to use that copper fungicide at the same time.
Okay. On the fertilizer, one more question.
Yeah.
Fertilizer mixture. Should I also do that as a foliar spray?
The fertilizer, you're going to want to do that as a granule, as into the soil. Water it into the soil, because you want it to get to the roots and absorb that way. The roots are going to be where your fertilizer uptake is and where all the other nutrients of the soil are. You know, from years past where, you know, anything that you've been planting there, some of those nutrients are there and absorbing that way. So I would use it just as a soil type drench.
Okay. Could you recommend a good liquid organic fertilizer?
Yeah, it's liquid organic. Espoma has some good ones for that type of product. They have like an indoor liquid that you could use for veggies as well. Excuse me. Bonide, I'm trying to think of the name of their fertilizer for that's organic. There's tons of them, so it just takes me a minute to think of the names. It'll come to me, and when it comes to me, listen for a couple minutes here. I'm going to have it on the other side of the break when I have a chance to look at the book that I have from them. You know, there's also a liquid fertilizer called Neptune's Harvest. That's a good one. Dram came out with one about 15 years ago that they have Dram Organics. It's a liquid fish fertilizer that you could use. That would be a really good one to be putting into the soil with it. So either one of those would be, definitely be good. I'll look and see if there's any others I can think of, so you might hear it in the next couple minutes here.
Great. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, Mike. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry. Mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Our phone number here, again, is 855-660-4261. And I know we do have another call on the line, so, George, who's up next?
That would be Olga, and she's got some questions about harvesting potatoes.
All right, Olga, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning. I've been harvesting some of my potatoes.
Okay.
I grow them in potato bags, and
yep.
I pulled a couple of bags worth of potatoes out, and they're really great. The question I have is it good to harvest the rest of the potatoes or leave them in the bag for a while? Previous years I've had wireworms, and
yep.
I thought that came about when I left them in the bag too long.
Well, so usually the general rule of thumb when it comes to potatoes in the field is the time to harvest them is when the plant itself that you're seeing is starting to die back a little bit. The foliage has started to die. But with the potato bags, they've made it so it's a little bit different. With the potato bags, are you one who has grown some, then put more soil on top as it continues to grow, the stalk continues to grow?
I do that. I push the seed potatoes down into the bottom.
Okay, because I know what some of these bags, what they've allowed you to do now is as those first ones grow, then you can actually put more soil on it. Those will grow up, put a little bit more soil on, so you almost have layered potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
They have some of those bags that actually have like almost like a trap door on the bottom of it, so you can grow, pull from the side to get that. That's why I ask. But it would be one of those things where, you know, the size of the potatoes that you're getting now, are they decent size, or are they, you know,
yeah,
the smaller?
I'm getting a variety of sizes. You know, I have about a third of them are pretty big, and then there's medium, and then there's some little ones. So you think the little ones are still growing?
I think the little ones are still growing because usually the time to harvest most potatoes, depending upon when you start to plant them, would be end of August, beginning of September.
Okay, well then I'm early.
So you might be a little bit early. I just remember, you know, my dad talking to me for years about this and talking about how for the longest time in the northern part of Maine, school wouldn't start right away in the fall because there would be potato farming going on. I mean, this isn't recent. This is more back in probably the 60s, 70s, maybe even earlier than that. But students would help harvest the fields because there were so many of them, and that they would start school a little bit later because the potato planting, the potato harvest needed to happen. Obviously, it happened for a number of years. We now have what they call child labor laws, so that wouldn't be able to happen. But that's always in my head when I remember about potatoes is usually about when school is about to start is about the time that most of the potatoes are starting to be at their fullest.
Okay. But we're a little bit earlier here, but probably the next few weeks, maybe the last week in August.
Yeah, definitely. Yep.
Yeah,
maybe the next few weeks.
Wireworms. I didn't want to leave them in there. I didn't see any trace of wireworms in these potatoes. So that's good. Somehow I got rid of them.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you're starting to see some of those things, it's, you know, it might be the time just pull everything out, maybe start something new, and they kind of come back. If they're coming back year after year, but it's something that, you know, maybe in the next 2 to 3 weeks, I think you should be all right to get to take everything.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I got them in pretty early this year, so you know they're done. But the tops aren't turning yellow or anything. The tops are still pretty green.
Okay.
So that means they're still feeding the potatoes.
Definitely. They're definitely still feeding, and that's why once you start to see them start to turn yellow and wither, that's when it's time to do it.
Okay.
You know, again, like I said earlier, but you know, you just brought it up. You started earlier. So
yeah.
the time that it happens could be a different time.
We're just enjoying them so much.
Yeah, I understand. And so, you know, take some of the bigger ones. If you can see in there, grab some of the bigger, leave some of the smaller. If you can, keep them attached.
Yeah.
That would be best.
Good. Okay, thanks a lot, Patrick.
All right, thank you so much, Olga. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to go to a break when we get back. More of your questions, more gardening information. So hang tight. We'll be right back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and and on screen, showing the way in Silicon Valley and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. So give us a call and we will do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. A lot of great ones today. But we've talked a lot about lawns. We will talk about anything you guys need with your vegetables, fruits, etc. So you can give us a call. You can also sign up for our newsletter. If you go to paulparent.com, on the top there, it'll show all the different newsletters. But if you go all the way to the bottom, you can go to the sign up for our newsletter. Or you can send us an email at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And we'll try to answer your questions as soon as we can. When I was on vacation a couple weeks ago, so I'm still behind on catching up on some of those. Getting a few here and there as I can while I have a minute, but just realized it's taking me a little bit of time. I'm doing everything I can to make sure I help out with those questions, but definitely we can help you out. So, in the meantime, you could give us a call, like I said, at 855-660-4261. Now, those of you who are, thinking about taking things in for the winter, we're not far away. We're months away, but think about some of the different potting mixes you can use. And I just want to tell you a little bit. Espoma all-purpose potting mix is one of the best. Now, here's the dirt on potting mixes. They're not all created equal. Espoma organic potting mix is just what you need to keep container plants happy and healthy. It's heavy enough to anchor the plant, but light enough to give roots the perfect balance of air and moisture. You can feel the difference the first time you grab a handful from the bag. Espoma calls this the touch test. Espoma Organic Potting Mix contains only the finest natural ingredients plus mycotone, a special blend of mycorrhizae that builds stronger roots. Use it indoors and out for flowers and vegetables and see why Espoma Organic Potting Mix is the best. You'll grow bigger, more beautiful plants with bountiful blooms. Espoma Organic Potting Mix is just one of a complete line of all natural potting mixes and plant foods from the makers of Hollytone. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Organic potting mix from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, we've talked about a lot, fall lawn renovations, but just thinking about what you can be doing going forward, we're a couple, 2-3 months away from, maybe less than that, probably about 2 months from bringing stuff in for the year. So thinking about getting those repotted, etc. Some of the container plants, do they need them? Do they need to get into a bigger pot for next year or for the winter? Do they need to go dormant? What do they need to do? So it's time to think about it. That's why we want to talk about some of those potting mixes. And, there's still time to do some fall containers. They have a lot of different fall flowers that will come out. So definitely take a look at that. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to go right to that. George, who's up next?
That'd be Julius. He's got a question about his cannabis.
Julius, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. First-time caller. I had a seminar on growing cannabis, and you're allowed 12 plants. I have 9 plants that are deceased. I have 3 that are healthy. One's 6 foot tall. The other 2 are 3 foot tall. I need a synthetic fertilizer. What kind of synthetic fertilizer, and how do I apply it?
So the one of the best fertilizers that I know out there is from a company called Fox Farm.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they have a couple different products that you can be using to grow it. And it's not just with cannabis; it can be with any vegetable as well. But they have a 3-step program, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an official program, but what they do is they have these 3 products. One is called Tiger Bloom. One is called Big Bloom. And the other one is called Grow Big. So those are the 3 that you're looking at. They come in pints. They actually can be used at different times during the season. If you actually go to Fox Farm's website, it's foxfarmfertilizer.com.
Okay.
They will actually have a calendar. The soil calendar of when to feed it and which one to use, and they have those 3 on there. So it's definitely something to take a look at. But again, it's a product from Fox Farm is one that I would suggest using that I found is the best for it.
Question, are these liquid?
They are liquid, but they are perfect for what you're growing.
And on this liquid, you just basically pour it around.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.